10 after 12, back to the performance studio. Kevin Gordon's there with another special guest today in the Steinway celebration. Kevin?
Thank you, Jack. And we want to remind our listeners that we're also on Facebook Live right now, so you can not only tune in, but look as well. And we'd like to thank Jacob's Music for the beautiful Steinway Spirio piano. Our guest today, Charles Abramovic. And Charlie has taught here at Temple University since 1988. He's a very active part in the musical life of Philadelphia. He is a core member of the Dolce Suono Ensemble. And he not only plays the piano, but the pianoforte and the harpsichord. But you were telling me before that wasn't your first instrument.
Yes, it was my first instrument, but I was a very serious double bass player growing up in Pittsburgh. And when I came to Curtis, I lobbied very hard to try to be a double major. And at that time, Rudolph Serkin was the director, and he really didn't like the idea of someone splitting duties like that. But he did allow me to play in the orchestra, which was, I think, one of the great experiences I've ever had musically, because we had, at that time, Eugene Ormandy came in almost weekly for rehearsals, and guest conductors like Abbado and Giolini and Boulez would come in. So it was just, I'm so happy I had that experience.
Well, that's a real who's who.
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
What experience.
The experience we had. And just, I've always loved orchestral music. So, and do some orchestra piano stuff as well. So I'm very comfortable sort of within the orchestra like that.
But you didn't want to lug that around.
The double
the
bass,
double
it is very heavy.
You opted for the piano.
Yes, yes. The piano usually, yeah, it's set up for me.
True. Well, we have an interesting program today. We begin with two nocturnes,
right,
and conclude with two tangos.
Right.
And the first, I guess, is in honor of Chopin's birthday yesterday.
Yes, pretty close. This is a nocturne in C minor by Chopin. Chopin, of course, for any pianist, is the meat of the repertoire in a way, certainly of the Romantic period. And the nocturnes are interesting. They have a similar form and, of course, have this sense of slow, expressive quality. But many of them are much more sort of dramatic and have their own dramatic world. This nocturne in C minor, I think, really goes through a very interesting dramatic arc from somber, almost like some sort of funeral march without the dotted rhythms, to a hymn-like middle section, and then turbulence happens, and then you get the opening material, but much more agitated. So it's a really tragic piece. Chopin, as I think someone told me recently, does tragedy very well. He does many things very well, but this is one of my favorite nocturnes.
Thank you.
The Chopin Nocturne in C minor, Opus 48, number 1, performed live in our performance studio by Charlie Abramovic. You were mentioning before we began the performance that you resonate with 20th century music, more modern composers as well. Of course, all periods, you said, but you have a feeling for the modern composers.
Right. So I grew up in Pittsburgh, and besides studying piano and double bass, one of my great pleasures was going to the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, the great library, an amazing music collection. And I would go almost every week and get tons of music scores, piano music, but also orchestral music, LPs at that time, of course, and got so interested in contemporary music, even avant-garde music, started playing actually a lot of it. And now I've done a lot, of course, in the city with new music groups like Network for New Music and Orchestra 2001. So, and we have wonderful composers at Temple. I work with a lot of the amazing composers both at Temple and also throughout the city. And it's a real joy to actually work with a composer and see their thoughts on what they have written, because musical notations are very inexact science. And very often what we see on the page is not exactly what the composer had in mind as far as what's free, what's not free, sort of the whatever dramatic approach they're going for. So it actually makes you look at music by Beethoven and Chopin in a very different way. So I've learned a lot from many people, many composers and other musicians, but it's a real pleasure to work with a composer on an interpretation of a new piece.
The next piece is by a 20th century composer, Nadine Dana-Suess.
Right.
And known as the female Gershwin.
The girl Gershwin, the girl she was Gershwin. Called. Right, yes. My colleague at Temple, Sarah Buchner, introduced me to the music of Dana-Suess and has actually been a great promoter of her work. And she's a remarkable woman. She was very popular as a songwriter in the Tin Pan Alley days and wrote very popular music for movies, popular songs, was a wonderful pianist as well. She knew Gershwin. To me, and this might sound almost crazy, her music is really as strong as Gershwin's. She has this amazing knack for melodies, harmonies. She's just a really, I think, undiscovered gem. So I've chosen this piece called American Nocturne, which is pretty much in the form of a popular song, because she mostly wrote popular songs and had, again, a great knack for tunes, and I think this might stick in your head afterwards. Thank you.
Music by the girl Gershwin, Dana Suisse, The American Nocturne. You're right. It's stuck in my head now.
Beautiful.
It's a beautiful
music,
piece.
Yeah.
The next two pieces are tangos, and the first is by Isaac Albéniz, and it's from his 1890 suite, España.
España, right.
And it was originally written for piano, but many people have heard it on guitar.
Guitar is very well known, of course, and it's been arranged for violin. It's been arranged a lot. It's one of those pieces that are so familiar, and you could call it a war horse, if you will. But there's a reason why pieces are popular, and they're great pieces. So. I realized the program also, besides having these paired idea of nocturnes and tangos, these are all pianist composers or composer pianists, and it's something I think we've lost nowadays. There's a little bit of a divide between, with some exceptions of course, between pianists and composers. Very often, composers would be playing their own works. In fact, that's what audiences wanted to hear. When you heard Chopin, you didn't really want to hear Chopin play other pieces. You wanted to hear Chopin play Chopin. Dana Suisse was a marvelous pianist. There's great recordings of her. Albéniz was a, very successful concert pianist, and he would play these works in his programs. So,
why do you think that is?
I think what happened, it's a long story. I think we don't have time, at least for me to even verbalize what went on. But I think the 20th century went in so many different directions as far as musical composition and what composers were after. And of course, there's the advent of electronic music, the advent of recordings, a lot of things started changing a little bit. But I mean, the great pianist composers, even the early 20th century, like Prokofiev and Rachmaninoff, and even Bartok, who was a wonderful pianist as well. I think the little bit of composition I've done, you can learn an immense amount from trying to put together some sort of coherent musical statement. And boy, after you try that, you respect so much the great composers, even more. What they did is just remarkable. This tango by Albéniz is just very simple in a way, but just so elegant. I mean, every chord is voiced perfectly, and just the shape of it is just a real miniature masterpiece for sure. Thank you.
The Tango in D of Isaac Albéniz, performed by Charlie Abramovic here in our WRTI Performance Studio. Well, sometime in the early 90s, the contemporary American composer William Balcom killed a moth.
Right. So the second tango I'm playing is called the Dead Moth Tango. And the story goes, at least how he writes about this, that while he was writing this, he inadvertently, this was not on purpose, killed a moth. I'm not sure exactly the details, which he doesn't go into. William Balcom's a really great American composer who writes in a lot of different styles, very serious, intense contemporary style. He was instrumental in the ragtime revival back in the early 70s, wrote wonderful ragtime pieces. Of course, there's lots of cabaret music. He wrote with his for his wife, Joan Morris, and recordings, and they've done a lot of performances. And he's interested, of course, in jazz and ragtime. This tango is interesting. A lot of tangos have this rather sinister edge to them, and I think you can really hear that in this piece. You hear the rhythmic gestures of the tango, but he has this very interesting ostinato in the bass. Just played by itself sounds like some sort of rock music, but it's a beautifully structured piece. This was dedicated to the conductor Denno Russell Davies. So this is the Dead Moth Tango by William Balcom. Thank you.
The Dead Moth Tango by the contemporary American composer William Balcom. Charlie, besides Temple, what's next on your schedule?
Oh, boy. Well, over the weekend, I'm playing an orchestra piano part in a piece by Michael Tilson Thomas with the Philadelphia Orchestra. So that's been fun. I actually have to play celesta, electric piano, and also the regular piano. So, and then a week after with the Dolce Suono Ensemble, we're doing a program of American composers at Brandeis University. So that's what's immediately coming up. So anyway, thanks for asking.
Well, thank you. Thank you for performing for us today.
Thank
Charlie
you for
Abramovich.
Having me. A real pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
Same here. And our Steinway celebration, the 165th anniversary, continues for one more day on Monday, so tune in. Thanks a lot. Back to you, Jack.